right up for the Miracle Mile. I wonder whether he's going to change his name to Mr. Bowtied. Dale Walker from Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning, Dale.
G'day, Cozzy. Hello to you and the listeners. Mate, honestly, I've been sucked into this. I think I've way overthought the race, and now I don't know which way to go.
You've done too much form.
I have. I sat down here this morning going through every single runner.
That's right.
Trying to work out who can and can't win. The ones I don't think can win are Easy on the Eye, Ava Nova, and that's probably about it.
You're a deep stripe now, aren't you?
Look, I am. I mean, as far as being a punter is concerned, and this is the way you've got to look at the race, if you're going to take $1.70 or $2 or whatever the price bow tied may be, I heard Adam Hamilton from tab.com.au speak about this the other day in the gig, and he's totally correct. $1.70, $1.80 is no value for bow tied. So purely on the fact of trying to find a value in the race, you steer away from the favourite. He's an out-and-out champion. We know that. He's going to get a good run in the race. But gee, there's some class horses in the event. Chris and Me's a dead set miler for mine. He missed the start in the New Zealand Cup. It was game when he went down. And at the next start, he had a nice, easy run in the free-for-all on the Friday afternoon and was always going to win that race because he had the run of the race. It's been freshened up since for a reason in the New Zealand Cup. I thought his run was absolute superb. He got beat three quarters of a length. But when I look to For a Reason, I say For a Reason Miracle Mile, For a Reason Into Dominion. I'd rather back For a Reason in the 2015 Into Dominion than this Miracle Mile. I think he's probably just not quite a miler, probably more of a 3,200 metre horse or the 2,600 that he won the QPC in only a month or so ago. Guaranteed, the up and comer. He's drawn wide. You've got the cool hands of Gavin Lang in the cart. How can you deny that? Because when you ride off a gentleman like him, he'll show you up. Suave Stu Lombo is at $14 on Tab Fix Dodds, but he'll lead. Because they won't stop until he leads. And if you take into account that 4 to 6 weeks ago he went 149.5 in a trial doing just that, well, how are they going to beat him is the question that you ask if he repeats that run. It's startling. And Terror to Love will sit back in the field because no one's giving Terror to Love a chance whatsoever. I didn't think he was disgraced in the New Zealand Cup. Three ride, went to the lead, got beat a length on the line. And in the free-for-all behind Chris and Me, who no one was ever going to win, he charged home late, was just held up momentarily in the straight and got better length on the line. So if Terror to Love stays back, Suave Stewie Lombo goes like a bull out of a gate, which he will, trying to run 148 and a halves, 149s or whatever. Well, Terror to Love, I think, is an even place chance at around the $50. So you understand, Cozzy, now the way I'm speaking, how I've totally overthought this race. But I think you've got to do it. You've got
now,
to do it.
With Suave Stewie Lombo going as quick as you reckon up front, is it going to make it with something to come from behind?
Well, that's where I went to it. A love is not without a place. People will say you're an idiot, Walker. That's fine. You've got to have a crack at the end of the day. But as Terror to Love flies home down the outside, which I think he'll be doing his best work late, and the track's a little bit softer this time around, 2 years ago his run in the Inter Dominion was a nice effort, went fourth. There was excuses for the hard surface last year. But then I've got to take into account, For a Reason, I'd rather in it in the Dominion over 3,200. I say the same about Terror to Love as well. It's probably a horse of the longer trip. Now, who am I selecting? I'm turning the table back 12 months ago where I thought Chris and Me was an absolute certainty in the race. He faced the breeze, he hit the lead halfway up the straight, and he looked the winner for all money until Bowtied, who didn't do much in the run, went up along the inside. What type of run is Bowtied going to have? The remaining drivers in the race are not going to let Bowtied have it all his own way this time around. They'll be more conscious of what is going on. They'll apply some pressure for him. Will they keep him in instead of, trying to get on his back? It's a magnificent race. If you look at it, I'm tipping Chris and Me at the end of the day. He's been back for a stack. Now, as far as tab.com.au, Chris and Me has had 45% of the punters' money this week. So he was around that $4.50, $4.80 quote. He's around $3.50 to $4 now. Bowtied's getting out to yours for theirs. He's had 25% of the punters' money, guaranteed that 13% of the punters' money. And a little bit startling, I thought a horse is on the third line of betting For a Reason has only had 3% of the punters' money. But then again, Lauren Pennella, Shane Tritton, New South Wales, $14 going to lead. In the back of your mind, you've got that 149.5 trial, so you're saying to yourself, I've got to have something on him. Run the Cordina Sprint last week. got away with a little bit of a sucker, a slow quarter mid-race. It's just a tremendous event. But the other thing, sorry, mate, before we move on, is that unless you've drawn 1, 2, 3, and 4 at Menangle, you've got no hope, according to the statistics.
Well, it's interesting, Christopher, you look back 2 starts ago, you ran fifth there, over 3,200. New Zealand Cup, he's back down to the 1950, now back to the mile. Amazing effort to come back from 2 miles, back to half the distance in a couple of weeks.
And I think he's more of a miler. You know, there's a few of them doing this, but I think Chris and me is an out-and-out miler. He missed that start in the New Zealand Cup. Didn't cost him a lot of ground, but he still missed the start, and then he went up forward. So it taxed him a little bit in the run, so he wasn't disgraced. And then on the Friday, he just had the beautiful run in the free-for-all, which is the second biggest race of Cup Week over there in New Zealand. And he beat these horses that were engaged at Adore Me, who won the New Zealand Cup. He beat it. And he also beat A Terror to Love, who I mentioned ran fourth, and Franco Nelson was in that race as well, who many are arguing should have got an invite into this Miracle Mile. Look, Easy on the Eye will go fast early. Suave Stewie Lombo will cut across. Ava Nova will try and lead, but I think Stewie just keeps going and leads. Can he set the race up? Can it be the fastest quarter early at Tabcorp Park, Menangle? There's every chance that will take place. It's a Miracle Mile. When there's 750,000 big ones up for grabs, Cozzy, they're not going to die wondering. And it's a race that everyone must get involved in. It's one of the most anticipated Miracle Miles in quite some time in New South Wales. Looking forward to it. It doesn't get any better. There's a tremendous support program on as well. The Royal Group 2 events. We've got $50,000 is pretty much the minimum, with the exception of a listed race, race number 8, on Saturday night. The first is at 6:30. It's a long night, particularly if you're on the pen and ink. 11:15 is the last race of the night, so you'll be staggering out. Hopefully you've backed a winner and you don't lose the you-know-what out of your pants. But yep. Restrepo resumes from a spell in the Kevin Newman Cup. Congratulations to the club for naming a race again in his honour. Kevin Newman, an out-and-out champion. Restrepo resumes in that race. Mark Dennis is in the event, and likewise is Seal and Print for Todd McCarthy. It's class with a capital C at Menangle on Saturday night. There's no other place to be. Who are you tipping, by the way?
I like Bow Tied in the Miracle Mile. I just think with Suave Stewie Lombo going hell for leather up front, I think this might get a nice card along and behind.
The best thing for harness racing is for Bow Tied to win this race.
Yeah.
We all need a cult hero. Yeah. We've had them in all codes of racing. But as soon as you get a cult hero and an out-and-out champion in a particular code, that code just it grabs a high profile. Forever and a day whilst that horse is racing in it. And particularly the nights, it brings the crowds back to the events. We know that the crowds are dwindling other than big race nights such as this. Just people of society's changed, Cozzy. You know,
yes.
People have got too many things on their plate to do nowadays, and they can watch stuff on TV. But as far as the big nights are concerned, they'll pack them into the rafters this Saturday night. They're giving away a $4,000 trip to Las Vegas. It's all about red and white to win a stack of prizes, and they're creating it as an absolute event. It'll be live streamed on harnessmediacentre.com.au. Go to Trots TV. That's taking place from 6 o'clock, a big live stream production, which will be an on-course production, which will be transferred to the internet. And I know the boys are setting up big there at Sky Racing, headed up by Gareth Hall and Adam Hamilton. And Glenn Munsey will probably poke his head in. When does he poke his head in? Unbelievable, yeah. Munsey. But,
now, I've got to go to a New Zealand race, but at this stage you're tipping Christian Mee. Go and do some more form, and we'll check in an hour, and you'll probably come up with something else.
Yeah, I'll do my head in. Fair, mate.